And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is another episode of Access Radio Live, hosted by Block Talk Radio. I am here with two athletes from the football team at R.J. Reynolds High School. Going to be Tobias Johnson and Caden Davis. Offensive players, quarterback, wide receiver for the football team, and they've given me some time out of their schedule just ahead of the upcoming football game versus West Forsyth. I'll just start with Caden. So tell me a little bit about the game. What are you anticipating on Friday? What is West showing you?
Really, it's just we're going to do what we do, especially on the offense side of the ball. We've been moving it well all season. I think tomorrow defense is going to step up. We're going to come out. We're going to play. We're going to shock some people.
What about you, Tobias? Tell me a little bit about what your expectations are in this game against West Forsyth. As they came off of a loss to Davie High School, it may be tough for them to kind of get back on it again. So what are you thinking about with that game tomorrow?
I feel like it'll be a high-intensity game, not only for them coming off a loss, but because we know each other. And we also want to prove a point to each other, as well as playing hard and getting a win.
Right. So, of course, it's everywhere. I know you guys are 3-5. What does it take to kind of keep this team together, to keep people still wanting to get in that fire and still fight the good fight every Friday?
Sometimes it's hard, but just keeping people together, making everybody come to practice, coming with energy as leaders, especially me and Tobias, just making everybody feel like, we got to finish. We got to finish. We can't just stop now.
What about you, Tobias? Tell me a little bit about what it's been like to have this kind of rocky season where this is the time where you really find out who wants to be out there and actually play and be on this team, and who just wants to just wear the uniform and say they're a part of it, or just plain out quit.
I mean, like you said, it's all about who wants to be out there. Of course, you have some players who might say they want to be out there, but still, as Caden says, us two being leaders, we have to put it in their head like they have to be out here. This is what we need. We need everybody to buy in.
So tell me a little bit about what it's like in your opinion, because I can say I know what it's like in a situation that, in a stances of I went to R.J. Reynolds High School, but what is it like now playing for R.J. Reynolds? I mean, I walked the same steps that you guys walked, but just tell me what it's like to you playing for R.J. Reynolds.
For me, playing for R.J. Reynolds is overcoming adversity, because as being a demon, you're going to have adversity at times, and this has shown in the recent past. So really it's just overcoming and keeping a straight mindset of just keep going.
Right. Something I always like, because it's always a good conversating point, because I want to know if it's still the same way, and I think I might have mentioned it to Caden. You guys ever have one of those classes where your first period class is like gym, or second period class is like gym, and then you have to try to hustle all the way up to the auditorium? You guys ever had to do that before?
I had to get that changed. I couldn't do that too much longer.
If people don't know about R.J. Reynolds High School, like other schools, the everything's connected. So here at Reynolds, the gym is located across the street on Northwest Boulevard. And so kids have to go under a tunnel to go to gym class and do whatever it is they're doing, whether it be weightlifting, health, or whatnot. And then after class, they have 5 minutes to essentially get dressed. Normally, the PE teacher should let them out a little bit early, but they have to get dressed to walk all the way back up to the main class. And sometimes you got to really, really hustle, or you're going to be late, which is... I used to always hate that, back on football. So tell me a little bit about how you guys prepare for a game here, how do you prepare personally?
I know me personally is making sure I don't change anything. Same same attire on the field, same way I get ready for the game, same playlist, you know. As a team, I feel like we just make sure we're together. We make sure there's no tension between anybody. Make sure we prepare as a team mentally and physically.
So who are some of the people on the team that like that you really depend on that you know is going to get the job done and do their best to get the job done at crunch time?
For me, especially the five up front, the O-line, Tobias, Antonio Yates, and Tyreek right now. And I know some people that's stepping up now, Nasir, Gibbs, the Twins, our secondary, everybody really stepping up now. But yeah, those five guys up front, they help from day. I know they help me.
What about you, Tobias?
For me, it's like we said, the five guys up front that provides protection for him to, and for the running back to run the ball or for him to drop back in his pass set. Also, the key guys that we have who haven't been playing a position up until the conference, who are stepping in and play positions never played. And to me, like he says, just a team just coming together and being prepared.
So, West Forsyth, and you guys are offensive players, West Forsyth has a good defense. Have you seen anything on video that you know to look for, or something that you know you're gonna have to worry about? I mean, you know you got that got linebackers like Giovanni Ricciardi and Mac David. You got corners like Kendall Williams and Chris Van Cleet back there. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing on video and on huddle.
I know me watching film, I know I can make them wrong. You know, whatever, you know, RPO offense. Whatever they do, basically, you read off of them. So they step one way, the wrong way. It might be six, you know, to Tobias, me, or Tyreek, anybody. But, you know, just watching film helped us really, like, just know where they're going to be at on the defensive side of the ball.
Makes sense. What kind of offense do you all run out of here?
We run an RPO offense. Basically, we got a whole bunch of different formations. But yeah, most of the time, we're in two slots, two receivers, and a running back.
You guys doing the option?
Yeah, we run the option. Really, everything is it can be a pass. You know, it's not really a design play with us.
So where did you guys play at? Like, before even getting into high school, where did you guys play your little league or your Pop Warner football at?
You know, I started off for my flag year, I started off with the Packers, and then I went off to the Steelers, and I finished off. I went back to the Packers actually for 2 years, and I finished off with the Panthers.
Me, I was with the Raiders, Curtis and the Raiders every year. Same team basically the whole time I was there. Most of those guys in high school are balling right now. I know Renieria Dilworth at Glenn, he's balling. Javari over there, Tonio, he's over here balling. Jameson, yeah, he's balling. Those are just some I don't know balling right now.
Right. Yes. I actually played for the first South Fork Panthers football team that they had back in 1995. Yes, I'm old, but I enjoyed my Pop Warner days. I actually, you know, and of course, I come and I play football here at R.J. Reynolds, so it's always fun getting R.J. Reynolds football players on my podcast. So during the what's it like during the day, like on game day? Like, tell me a little bit about the mood in the school and the mood of the student body and administration.
For me, the mood for game day is just being serious and staying locked in since you step foot on since you wake up in the morning. As far as like staying locked in, just listening to music at times, and just really just focusing and thinking about like the game plan and stuff like that for the day, so you got to be prepared.
I know me. For me and Tobias, the people don't notice, we two very different people. Tobias, you know, he like to be serious all the time. Me, I go into the game, I'm being goofy. I'm ready. I'm trying to just make sure I'm not too serious, putting too much pressure on myself. But I'm also, you know, I know what I got to do. I know what we got to do to win the game.
And I just make sure we do it.
What skills and attributes do you have that makes you best for the position that you play? So, you know, you being quarterback, Caden, and Tobias, you being a wide receiver.
I know me, teams, they got a game plan on me running the ball. I think I've shown that really all year. I'm not just going to drop back, you know, let you hit me. If I feel like you're coming, I'm gonna get out of there and I'm going to make a play.
For sure.
And, I mean, for me, like, recent past years, I've been known as a deep threat receiver, but now since I've been getting stronger, I'm used more like teams because I'm strong. I go across the middle. I can stop on a dime for a comeback or a curl and still go over top. So for me, I feel like it's just honest to play me now.
So when you say honest, what were they? Were they just sleeping on you or something, or like, could you just like, what do you mean by like honest?
They weren't sleeping on me because of course they still like knew who I was, not to get the big hair or anything, but they still knew who I was and still respected me as a player. But it's more so of like sagging off instead of playing up close and pressing to make sure they can stay over top or whatever the case may be.
I understand that. So what's your favorite route to run?
My favorite route might be the post. Yeah,
you gotta be the post route. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a post is like probably predominantly one of the most. It's a common route that I see ran a lot. That gets a lot of yards. Of course, pending that you catch the ball.
Yeah.
sometimes you drop it. You don't haul them all in, but you know you got to haul them in when it counts. So what do you do to make sure that you're like physically prepared for your football game?
I know me, I try not to, like outside of practice, I try not to do too much when it comes to like a lot of moving around and stuff. I don't know, I get my rest during the week so I know I'm ready for Friday so I can, you know, put it all on the field.
Like he said, it's all getting rest, not doing too much, keep your body eating the right things, keeping your body in shape, and even like drinking plenty of fluids to stay.
Yeah, drinking a lot of water. Yeah. Me and both carry around a jug every day.
Friday. Yeah.
You know, I've always found that kids don't drink a lot of water, and I understand why. Like, you know, water is tasteless, you know, and it's hard to sit there and drink it all day. But one of the common mistakes is going into any kind of competition not fully hydrated, and that's when you start cramping up. So it's good that you guys are drinking a lot of water throughout the day. So we were talking about preparation. You guys said you like to listen to like a lot of music. So who do you listen to? I mean, is it rap music? Is it rock? But you know, what kind of music and what are the artists that you like to listen to?
I know with me, I listen to rap, but I listen to a lot of people that people don't know. I like a lot of underground rappers, you know, people that I found when I don't tell nobody about them.
that one day they're going to probably be hot, right?
Yeah, they're going to be mad.
What about you, Tobias?
For me, I also listen to rap, but I listen to the big name rappers like Youngboy, Baby, Lil Baby, all of them, and I also have... There's some under the ground, like not as known as them rappers I listen to as well.
Right. And I know I touched on this just earlier at 3-5, what makes you guys still come into every week with the with the same motivation and knowing that there's a chance you may not get a spot in the playoffs, and right now you're just playing for pride. What keeps you guys going?
I know me, it's like I've never really had a season like this, like winning loss wise, but for me, I've really never had a season like this, like numbers wise. Like, this is my best season ever, like playing football, really. I know I just can't just stop caring, you know. go out there. I know we can win, but it's like, I don't know really. I know I got to come out there and get my whole team ready. I know I got to get my whole team motivated to play.
Yeah. What about you, Tobias? What makes you keep fighting this fire every Friday?
For me, is as a team, we call each other brothers. So as long as our brothers are fighting for me, I'm also fighting for them. So yeah. For them to keep it still going with us, the way our season's going, I'm gonna keep it going as well.
I understand that. And
football, there's no like specific race of playing for, like predominant race who plays football. Like we have different races who play our football. So building friendships and learning each other, figuring each other out and how we all are.
I know for me, it's like just fun time, especially in the locker room. Everything that goes down in the locker room is it's fun, especially coming out here. If you got a bad day at school or something, you can come in the locker room. Everybody going to pick you up in the locker room. We all going to have fun. Just like you said, building friendships, having brothers that you know going to have your back on the field and off the field, walking through the hallways. That's really the best part.
So, how do you like to receive the feedback from your coach? Like, how do you value the feedback that you get from your coaches?
I know me personally, you know, Coach Craven, my quarterback coach, he just tells me what I need to hear instead of what I want to hear. I like when people, like, keep it real.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to yell. They don't have to be quiet, none of that, but as long as you just tell me what I need to hear instead of, you know, what I want to hear, I feel like that's the best way for me to respond.
What about you, Tobias?
For me, it's just, as my receiver coach, Coach Collins, he tells me how to improve myself more than telling me what I've done right. And for me, I feel like for him to keep telling me what I need to prove myself on is keeping me humble and knowing that I can do better and not getting a big head on, like, if he keeps telling me what I'm doing right, I'm going to just keep thinking about that and thinking that I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing when there's still more to contribute.
I understand that. No, I was talking to Caden last night. You got I call him Coach Cray Cray. Cray Cray. I know Craven Knox well. I actually used to be one of the coaches on the staff when he was playing quarterback here. He actually wrestled, like I said, a year or two. So, and he's always been a good guy. He actually, of course, you don't hear much about him now, but he actually had a cousin named William Conrad that could sling a football. Probably, I'm telling you, like 70 yards flat-footed. He had an arm. So there's just a history of quarterback talent in Craven's family, and Craven is indeed one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And that's for sure. He's a good dude. I always keep saying great kid because I just remember him as a kid, but his teammates get better. What are some things that you do to help your teammates get better day-to-day in practice and after the games?
I know me in practice, I'm always on the O-line. Because, you know, our O-line, a lot of them play both ways. You know, to, like, when we get out the huddle, run to the ball, run to the sideline, run on the field, run off the field, you know, just having them running. That's just because I know in the game, it's four quarters. They gonna get tired by third or fourth quarter, but they running all the time in practice. It's not gonna be anything for them to run in the game.
Yeah, and for me, it's just like the coaches do, is being a coach on and off the field. Besides the coaches, like coaching up the players, like in your position group, like telling them, also helping them out, even though they might not get playing time. But you never know when their time will come. So it's also taking what you learn and passing it on to them for them up. For their upcoming time.
You know, with playing football, it's a contact sport, and sometimes you'll hurt something, and it hurts for weeks. When is the first time, or when is the last time you feel like you went to a football game 100%?
You can't even answer that one.
Yeah. For me, it's probably the first JV game. Freshman year, that's probably the only time I play a game 100%, you know, body healthy. I'm sore after every game, before every game.
I don't think since then I played a game 100%.
What about you, Tobias?
Yeah, just like you said, I can't even really tell you when the last time I had a full healthy body playing something to a game. But it's just like that when you go out there and play hard every game. It's just bound to happen. You would have some type of bruise, banged up somewhere, anything.
So, what do you do for recovery? Like, I mean, how do you go about nursing these little nagging in? Not, I don't even want to call, see. There's like, how do I want to say it? There's being hurt, and then there's being injured. Like. So that's, I kind of always got upset when like a player goes down and they say there's an injured player. Like, no, he's probably not injured. Injured means like you broke up and you're gonna be out for a little hot minute. Like,
yeah.
But you when you get hurt, like you got maybe somebody's face mask hit your elbow. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, give it about a good couple minutes and it'll be fine again. Type of deal. Like, what do you guys do to nurse little nagging pain like that?
I know in the summer, like, I take a lot of ice baths,
yeah,
you know, like once a week. But now it's really like, especially like muscle injuries, I use the stem treatment, the little shocker. That gets me right every time. Like my back, my leg, my knee, anything, just the stem treatment, it helps me a lot.
What about you, Tobias? What do you get after football game, football practice?
Like muscle injuries, like for cramps. Cramps happen a lot, so it's just make sure you stay stretched out, drinking fluids, you know, icing up the appropriate times, and that's really it. Just make sure you're doing the little basics to help you get through it, and then once it's all said and done, then you can go into deeper treatment on what you need to do.
Right. So, we. You've all talked about, you know, what you guys are good at. So let's go into the demons. What are the demons in the closet? What do you need to work at that you just know you have trouble at? Is it the, like for instance, Caden, it's like there's a certain throw that you're trying to perfect that you just can't get right, or Tobias, like a certain route that you know you're trying to be able to run but you just can't get it crisp enough. Tell me a little bit about it.
For me, it's just I would say my most difficult route to run is maybe a slant, which they teach little, like a baby's three steps.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to have longer strides, is kind of harder for me to time it right for the quarterback and for the play, especially. So for me, like, I've been working on that a lot. So probably the slant is probably my most hardest, difficult route right now.
I know for me, Coach Crater on me every day, footwork, footwork. No matter what we doing, he on me about my feet. I know if I did get that down, I probably have a couple offers right now. But just footwork and really stepping up in the pocket. Because me being able to make plays, I like to get out the pocket real fast. I like to, you know, to play breakdown. I like to get out the pocket, but really, sometimes I watch film a lot, and if I would have just stepped up, that might have been a touchdown. I might have just stepped up, took the hit, made the throw, that's 40 yards, you know what I'm saying? So basically, footwork is stepping up in the pocket for me.
Right, and you know, as a quarterback, being the leader of the offense, so to speak, sometimes you'll be up under a lot of pressure, and the same thing, you know, is in any position, really is a position that can be put up under a lot of pressure. So with that being said, how do you handle pressure situations? You know, how do you handle it? How do you behave, and how do you get through it?
For me, honestly, I like pressure. I like when, you know, it's game on the line, you know, something. We need this to happen. We need that to happen because I feel like I do better under pressure than just like a regular drive, you know, first drive. I do better on the last parts of the drive than in the first parts of the drive. So really just staying calm. That's it.
Yeah. For me, it's just keeping a straight mindset, not thinking like if you make a bad play, the following play, just moving on from the play. And it's really just staying on the on a leveled mindset to keep you going and not have you thinking too much. But because football is a game, you just got to play. Even if you make a mistake, there's many more opportunities in this game that you can make. So just keep moving on and make more opportunities.
Right. So, and it brings us to a question because it's probably going to make you guys laugh. When you're under pressure, sometimes you tend to do a little bit more than what you need to do. So, like, you ever see somebody playing and they're out there, they're messing up, and you're like, all right, man, like, you're doing too much. Like, so how do you know when you're doing too much? Like, yourself, you know, like, I'm doing too much to the point where it's actually hurting the team more than it is helping the team.
For me, I know I'm doing too much when I hear people in the stands. Because usually people in the stands don't say nothing
don't
to me.
They don't say nothing to me,
but if they be like, throw the ball, or get out of there, get out of there, get out. You know, yeah. I know I'm doing too much. Because I don't never hear people in the stands unless I know I'm doing too much.
And for me, it's just staying with it. Because, you know, like he said, you don't really hear too much. But when you do hear it, you can – It really clicks in your head like, okay, maybe I should have done this, or maybe I should have done that, and it's just staying with it, really.
Right. So, what is that one game, or not maybe that one play, but what is that one play, or that you wish, or that one game you wish you could just get back?
Oh my God! Man. I know me. We played Tabor.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
It was, what was it, 14-9?
Yeah.
It was 7-0. 7-0, something like that.
It was close. I know.
Yeah, I know it was close. Yeah, it was down by a touchdown, and I'm dropping back, and I see Tonio Yates going across the middle, like straight to the end zone. He's wide open. Like, this is like the first wide open pass we had all night. And I just, like, get too hyped. I overthrow him. And I'm like, dang, it's 3rd and 10. I'm like, dang, missed him. It's me wide open. And, you know, we ended up losing that game. So, you know, after the game, I'm like, I should have hit him. Like, he wide open. He didn't touch that. I should have hit him.
What? What about you?
For me, it got to be the same, the Tabor game, because just for the simple fact it's our rivalry in any sport. And for a play that I would want back is a double move play on the outside and I dropped in the end zone.
Yes.
I feel like if I would have got that one, it could have made a difference. But
yeah, we could have sealed that game.
Yeah.
We really made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, that's all it was, just mistakes. We were just too amped up and not staying focused.
We were a little too hyped for that game.
Yeah, you know, you gotta be focused and try to seal the deal and make the plays that you're supposed to make. But before I wrap this up, you know, I think one of the last questions I'll ask you is, outside of like football, what do you guys do for fun? You know, it's like all football aside, like what is it that you do just for fun outside of football?
Me and Tobias, we play on the basketball team here.
Yeah.
Went to the Final Four last year. Basketball. I know basketball. You know, if it's not football, it's basketball.
Shout out to Coach Martin, Billy Martin.
If it's not football, it's basketball. If it's not basketball, it's football. Because I know I'm at home, I'm either on the game or I'm getting some rest. There's really nothing else I'm doing unless it's homework. But I know I don't really go out too much. I don't really do too much. So basketball and football, really.
Yeah, and for me it's the same. If it ain't football, it's basketball. And at home, I rest up, or if I do go out, it's like with the close friends, family, or like even teammates, go to get some team bonding or something. And that's really it.
I mean, like, you guys don't like go out fish or do anything. Just that's all you guys do is like football and basketball.
Yeah, I'm just kind of a basic guy. Just
I go to
keep
church.
Everything the same.
I go to church with my mom.
No, I will never argue with church. Always go to church.
I'll just keep everything the same.
So if have any of you done any visits or got anybody looking at you, or tell me a little bit about how that's going.
I recently went on 2 unofficial visits, one to Notre Dame College in Ohio and one in Mars Hill, like right outside of Asheville. And it was pretty cool. I like the atmosphere of both colleges. They both They both are football schools. They both like, they bring people come out to watch football. They cheer them on. They really focus in on each other.
I know me, I went to Wake Forest in Carolina, you know, a lot of in-town schools. But mostly for me, I go to a lot of camps during the off-season, football and basketball. I go to a lot of camps. Went to App, A&T, Wake, Carolina. That was really it this summer. But, yeah, I mostly stay in the state.
So, if people out here listening wanted to follow you guys and your careers moving forward, what social medias are you on, and how can they add you or get in touch with you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. My Twitter is Tobias, T-O-B-I-A-S _ Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N 4. And my Instagram is 2_TXBIA5. Would have appeared in the underscore.
All right, Tobias, my man. you probably know where I'm getting ready to come with. Let me pause you for a second. Is that what you thought up, or they like people like need to like really? It was tough me trying to put that in, and you sent and you sent it to me last night. I'm like, what is this? What is this daggone under? What like? What was the thought behind that? Like, you got to be accessible, and I mean.
Thought process was just to keep my name basic, like to keep my original first name. But as I kept putting in different things, nothing was working. So I was like, okay, let me mix up some things that may work and nobody really uses for a username. So then I just thought of the underscores, the different letters and the numbers, and just stuck with it because it worked.
I mean, I would think something like Tobias plus Johnson or something. I mean, but your football number. What about you, Caden?
Me, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. They both at C with Debate. I think a lot of people know that. the thing behind my Instagram name is basically, because, you know, basketball, you know, you bait people. And my name is start with a C, so, you know, just C with Debate. Really, you can bake people in football. You can bake people in any sport. I just know I like baking people. So, see what debate. That's me.
Okay, man. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for giving me, time. I know it was tough getting this thing set up. I do want to say, again, good luck tomorrow. And no matter what the outcome is, I just hope it's injury-free and you guys are able to move on to the next game. I appreciate your time, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this has been another edition of Access Radio Live. Please join us next time.